Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Midwest Tension.
Yeah. The girl thing.
About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy. I go stupid doodle dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy. I go stupid doodle dummy.
Must be dispersed on the speech truth. What I hear them, yeah, it hurts. On the mission since my birth, on the turf with a nerf, rocket launch, just no purse. Don't converse with the snakes that just meet the dirt. Boss bitch, I was coming in first. Rooming with pusher to the soil, yeah, I'm loyal, so please don't push her. In the face, you know I'm mushing. Blowing on the swisher, I paint the perfect picture for lame. That is a pussy, so I dush her. All about my fatty, my guap, my cheese. Bitch ass niggas say KCP coming. This nigga is vacancy. When I go in back, you better start running. Ain't none of y'all facing me. When I ring, when I wreck, just know that it's nothing. This bitch the hardest, stop fronting.
About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate.
On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy. I go stupid doodle dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy. I go stupid doodle dummy.
I go stupid trying to regardless the hardest of me. Chicks who want star shit. In the beat, you know we rocky. Taking off just like a rocket. Only catch you out of pocket. We coming. And all the haters, shit, please stop it. We watch it. Nigga, I'm just for you. Weak ass niggas with a goose come get you. No turn back for certain. You swear you a thorough bitch. Wanna pop that shit till you see me in person. Just know that I walk it. How I talk is a mean. Feelings, I'm hurting. One of me disaster. Keep flirting. All about my paper, my currency. No time for the bullshit. Just if you wanna, let me meet emergency. Room your doom, cause curtains are gone. Don't just with the entity of energy. You were losing your molars. So just pay homage. Move over, bitch. About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy. I go stupid doodle dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
I go stupid doodle dummy. I go stupid doodle dummy.
C-H-E-E-Z. Bitch ass niggas, you wanna test me. A lot of fake was talk, trying to clone my recipe. But I'm so seventh letter, yeah, nigga, I'm a G. All about my C-H-E-E-Z. Bitch ass niggas, you wanna test me. A lot of fake was talk, trying to clone my recipe. But I'm so seventh letter, yeah, nigga, I'm a G.
I go. Yeah. What's good, world? You already know what it is. It's your girl, Miss Fee, NAB representing. And you already know we definitely go over here on Streets Radio, baby, live and direct. On Deck Thursdays, every Thursday from 10 to 12 midnight Eastern time. Right here. Let's give ourselves another round. And guess who I have with me this week? G3 is back with me this week.
Yeah, I'm here right now. I haven't been here for a minute, you know what I mean? But I'm back right now. Can I get a round of applause? Give me a motherfucking round of applause.
Of course you can get a round of applause.
Yeah, you already know. Right here, right now, live in the flesh. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. Make sure you press 1 so we can know you're on the line. We'll get you on the air. And you already know it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down.
Next Thursday.
Yes, of course. You already know like, it's been going, it's a lot of crazy shit that's been going on in the world and whatnot in this country for the past few weeks, past year, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a bunch of crazy shit. Whole thing with the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial.
Yeah.
That was a whole disarray. Now, another young man has gotten killed by the name of Jordan out there in Florida. He got gunned down in his car because he was playing his music to or whatnot. So they got to get that started. And then another young man in Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm. 13 years old.
13 years old. He got shot by his neighbor because his neighbor thought that he was stealing.
Stole his guns.
But he was 13 years old. He did not steal them. He was at school at the time of the robbery. He was a 75-year-old man. And he just shot him in front of his mother.
Shot him in the chest.
With a shotgun.
Okay.
In the chest.
And then, yeah, what's crazy about that story, too, the fucking police interrogating the mother for 2 hours after the got shot, and he's laying in the street for 2 hours while they're interrogating the mother.
Yeah.
And
they didn't even let her go help him.
No, they didn't even go call the coroner.
Nothing. They was fucking with her, and they tried to arrest his older brother.
They did arrest his older brother for truancy tickets.
Wow.
What kind of bullshit is that? You know what I mean? That's just some bullshit right there.
It's just a lot of senseless shit that's going on, a lot of senseless crimes. It's really getting out of hand. People don't want to address the fact of it being about race. People act like they're so taboo or that is just so out of the ordinary to say that it's not a racial thing. But we all deep down in our soul that it is a racial issue in the United States of America. It's really fucked up over here that when it comes to black and brown races, that we don't amount to shit in this world. It's like we are nothing. We are inferior to everything, to the laws, to the protect and serve, to the judicial system, to everything. It's just really in our hand. And the whole Zimmerman trial, that whole case was basically a fucking slap in the face, another slap in the face to let you know that they really, truly don't give a fuck about us. So us being Americans, we're Americans too, so us being Americans, us being here, living in the United States, everything like that, what are we going to do about it? What do you think we should do about it? I think it's time for a revolution. I'm not going to say we need a resolution. We need a revolution. Because they're going to just keep killing us off one by one.
It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. And, yeah, we're definitely, the government is all fucked up. We all know that. It's corrupt and all. And the whole way they keep displaying the whole Zimmerman and Trayvon shit, they making it a racial issue. Mm-hmm. They made it a racial issue and all that. Feel me? It seems that's the way it was to begin with. Anyway, it seems like he was racially motivated, and that's why, you know what I mean, he was attacked him or whatever, you know what I mean, the case may be, and he ended up shooting him. But, because he was trying to kill anybody, supposedly, according to the juror, the bitch that was on TV, juror 37.
P37.
Whatever
yes.
the fuck.
Yes, according
all
to
right,
her.
She said, which I'm like, what the fuck is she said, he was able to approach anybody that was out there. So, basically, if it wasn't supposedly about race, he would approach anybody that was out there in the gated community and just kill them then? But he's just a fucking crazy murderer killing us, right?
Yeah, he just basically let a murderer go free.
Yeah, they definitely did.
They definitely did, because she was very contradictory in her story anyway.
Yeah, yeah, she ain't no shit.
She didn't know shit. Basically, what it was is that...
And her fucking husband's a lawyer, and he knows...
friends with the defense.
Friends with the defense attorneys and all that. It's all some bullshit,
it's
right?
It's a straight setup, yo. That's
and then the media, the way the media puts it out there, of course, they're making race and making it like a racial divide, basically, like this side versus that side. And, you know what I mean? They, of course, you know, the government would love a race war to pop off.
Yeah.
But make their job easier.
Make their job easier.
Make their job easier, surround us up, throw us in the FEMA camps or whatever the fuck they're trying to do. Martial law and all that shit going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It'll make it definitely easier for them.
They already tapped into everything we know that. We see the whole Snowden shit, which is some other shit. It's like, there's other shit going on, too, besides all the shit that they're throwing out there in the media to us.
They're not even fucking with him no more.
Yeah, he's what, Russia or some shit now?
Actually, they can't fuck with him no more. He knows too much. And he has, what they give him? Pardon or something like that. Like, they can't fuck with him. He's over there in some other country and shit like that. So he ain't even coming back to the United States.
That's crazy.
But he let the world know that they are invading our privacy.
Definitely. They probably listening to Streets Radio, the Ghettoist Radio. I don't know, man. Hey, fuck it, man. If you listen, niggas. But I'm telling y'all now, man.
Get your shit together.
Run up in my shit, trying to take me to some damn camp. It ain't going down like that.
Not at all.
I'm just saying that right now. It is what it is. That's it.
Yeah, but it's just more. I mean, that whole
it's just a lot of shit.
That whole Trayvon and Zimmerman shit, that's not the first thing, you know what I mean? They just,
of course not. There've been so many other
things,
man. Of course, like, you know, everything. The whole slavery thing, of course. Niggas still can't forget about that.
Yeah.
Come on now. How can you forget about that?
Yeah, and everything, like the whole Rodney King, the Sean.
Oh, yeah, all that recent shit.
Yeah, you know
that. Amadou Diallo, you know what I mean?
The whole Stop
Oscar Chris. Brandt.
Frisk, the fucking in New York and everything like that. Like, it just, it's sad.
Man.
It's sad and it's very disappointing. It's fucked up. Y'all want us to represent y'all as a country. Y'all want us to say, oh, America is so fucking great, everything like that. But in all actuality, it's not. It's not fucking great. We can't get shit accomplished because y'all keep making it about money, and y'all can make it about race. If you ain't got no money, you are inferior. If you are of a different color besides Caucasian, you are inferior. That's just how they make it. But we're not inferior. You people have to remember that we were here first. Everything like that. We are the majority. So y'all need to stand up and wake up and quit feeding into the bullshit. Straight up, open your mind, close your eyes, and open your mind. It's time to realize and analyze some shit. Quit going out there buying motherfucking bullshit name brand materialistic shit and everything like that. Quit giving your money to these people and shit like that. Start investing. Yeah, these corporations and shit like that. Start investing in your people and everything like that. Start investing in to your. Start building up your community and shit like that. Niggas, pull your pants up and shit like that. Quit walking around looking like fucking idiots and shit like that. Quit walking around. Quit letting them profile you. Straight up. It's time to wake up, y'all. Straight up. And I want to say rest in peace to Global Thugs on Poe. Yesterday, he was gunned down in Jersey. This is what I'm saying. And this is why a lot of these white people say, oh, it shouldn't be nothing for a white person to kill a black person, because they say the blacks kill the blacks all the time. He got robbed. He was they tried to rob him, and they shot him and killed him or whatnot. So it's a sad situation. RIP to him. And, you know, my condolences, our condolences go out to his family, friends, the whole Global Thugs family and everything like that. Poe was a good dude. He loved to dance. He loved to have a good time. He just loved to be free. And they took his life way too soon. Because niggas is too motherfucking lazy to go out and get their own shit. So they tried to rob him for his.
Let's get into one of the Global Thugs, the Kilograms. You know what I mean? Shout out to them, of course. They be holding it down, man, going on the tour with, you know what I mean, Elegant Hoodness. Been to Miami. They just came back from Miami. You know what I mean? That's why it's so shocking. Niggas is like, oh.
They've been with them.
You know I mean, just with this
nigga.
Just
with the nigga. Nothing like that. He in Miami just checking it, everything like that. You know what I mean? Like,
man. It's crazy, man. Crazy, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, it went down today earlier in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you know what I mean, what I rep, you know what I mean? It went down in the park over there on Knickerbocker, you know what I mean, Maria Hernandez Park, Elegant Hoodness Showcase, you know what I mean? Did you find out the word how it went down over there? Or
no, I didn't find out the word how it went down, but I know a lot of people, a lot of artists came out for Poe or whatnot. Global Thugs was definitely there. Young Fells was there. A lot of people came through and they represented or whatnot. So AD DeGeneres, she is going to call up later on in the show or whatnot and talk to us or whatnot. She's probably going to let us know how it went down and everything like that. But I know the next one is tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's going to be in Coney Island.
Oh,
all
right. So the boardwalk, right?
Yeah, the boardwalk.
That's
yeah.
What's up, man. So definitely go through, you know what I mean? It's going to be, like, basically all day, right?
Yeah. 2 to 8
is going down Coney Island Boardwalk, Elegant Hoodness Showcase.
And look at that. Y'all can go jump in the water.
Jump in the beach.
Yeah,
if you want, you go to the beach. Beach is right there.
Yeah, the beach.
You know what I mean? If not, you go to the amusement park, Coney Island, and go to the fucking rides or whatever, and then come back. The show's still going to be going. It's going
to
go from 2 to 8.
Yeah, it's going to go from 2 to 8.
I mean, so many acts. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so hit that up. You already know what it is. Be sure to follow her at 80 The General. Be sure to follow Elegant Hoodness and get in tune with all of that and then some. But again, to our boys right here, Global Thugs, Kilograms, you already know what it is, baby. RIP, Po, we see you.
Yeah.
Remarkable music for remarkable people in a remarkable time, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Thugs is in the building, man. Global, that is. So now on, you can call me Gangsta Grams. Put your hands in the air. Make sure you have a cup in that bitch. Or blunt it up, because I want to smell it in the club, you know? You just having fun with it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you know I love them, I hope. Because the Global Thug Party don't stop. This bitch, hands in the air, reefer lit, bottles go pop, cups overflowing, party like it's your birthday, go shorty, party like it's your birthday, go shorty, go, go, go shorty, party like it's your birthday, go shorty, naughty ass, she wanna be nasty, huh, there goes that sexy fuck me stare, I can see she wanna pull my hair, I know, girls wanna have fun, that was back to the telly, 3-on-1, bottles off the trunk, you know I got the green, quick take two, you know I got the theme, rims uncut, ducking up the scene with my nice little trio, grown man thing. Again, it's one of them nights, could have been the next night, every night the same night, hey, but the party over here, got the bottle in the air, got the weed in the air, hey, it's packing over here, hey, shorty over there, tell lovely over there, come here, you can roll your own blunt, you can pour your own cup, sit down, relax, and chill,
Cause it ain't no party like a global thug party, cause a global thug party don't stop. I said it ain't no party like a global thug party, cause a global thug party don't stop. I'm Grams Uncut, got the Henny in the cup, got the weed in the Dutch. I'm standing on the couch, I can so absurd, about to take shorty home, let's go. Other. My mans is a dead lock jumper in jail. I shall succeed as I always have. Got the heart of a general, the blood of a king. Wrath of God when you cross the team. Much love to my New York heads with Free B. Tech Steel, Mark D, Nina B, Mano, Fabo, Jim Jones, Fred the Guard, P, Jetty Kiss, Live Squad, Mo Money and Bado, DJ, K Slay, Create, Enough, Cash One, Camilo. Yourself, smoke flat, kick it free, D nice, Bet Alert, SNS, much love, globalthugs.com. Yeah, know who it is. Your favorite New York baby by air, Bronx song, Harlem Fred, Brooklyn though, Staten Island, Long Island, you know what it is. Five Bevel Thumber, what state, tribe state. Let's get it. 5105, Hot 97.
I'm so fat, the girl deserve a drum roll. Make it drop a dollar, call that shit to spend it all. Seen it bouncing, baby, moving fast but slow. She enticing to me, so I let some dollars flow. I want a table dance, for the tethers over. She want a quick brain, I prefer a slow power. She a college girl, could be my baby mama. The ass fat, so your boy about to drip some dollars. That ass fat, so I know you're gonna twerk it, girl. Let them haters talk, go ahead and twerk it, girl. There's some ballers up in here, you better twerk it, girl. Go on, twerk it, girl. You better twerk it, girl. That ass fat, so I know you're gonna twerk it, girl. Let them haters talk, go ahead and twerk it, girl. There's some ballers up in here, you better twerk it, girl. Go on, twerk it, girl. You better twerk it, girl. She got control in my booty, get her left, right, left. Up and down like she's shipping on a turnpike. Up on the pow, drop it loud. Down to a stick, got your boy steady spinning. And I'm hard in, let the girl be my fantasy. She can get it, just depend on how she twerking it. Money make her come, I'm gonna make her swerve. Legs in the weak, and her thighs hurt. But she a soldier watcher. She's a trick with some slick talking booty popper. She a certified dog squad boss bitch. You say you want the ass, she said it's tricking it. You say you ballin' where you wanna go, VIP. You wanna touch it, put a five in the G string. Ain't nothing shorty, just a bump and grind. You said you got a number, Levert service line. That ass fat, so I know you're gonna twerk it, girl. Let them haters talk, go ahead and twerk it, girl. There's some ballers up in here, you better twerk it, girl. Go on, twerk it, girl. You better twerk it, girl. That ass fat, so I know you're gonna twerk it, girl. Let them haters talk, go ahead and twerk it, girl. There's some ballers up in here, you better twerk it, girl. Go on, twerk it, girl. You better twerk it, girl. She's so right with them thick thighs and tattoos. I guess she in my brain, watching how the body move. I focus up in my past when she hit the stage. Can pull a dollar, so the girl to put it in my face. Watch her work
work it in, she's working like she grown down. And I'ma spend it till the end, turn the lights on. Yeah, she got it, I'm gon' get it, I'm gon' work it till it's gone. She gon' work it, she gon' twerk it, girl, you turn me on.
Yeah, one day, one day, one day, one day we gon' run things, run things, run things. Bottles of that champagne, Moet, Moet. Work Monday through Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. God bless me.
Step on the scene, everything's clean. Ladies, give me 30 minutes to sigh. I don't even see him now. Never sit the lean, but my seat is in recline. I ain't worried about a thing now.
Jockey look, but I'm authentic with mine, cause real players write the book. Haters got them shook, but they don't need a heater, cause I don't lift the finger except for family, my team, or a little sexy thing.
We begin to fly, why you mad? We begin high, how you act? We begin to fly, why you mad? We begin high, how you act?
I'm just too suave, I'm just too suave.
Why you mad? We begin to high, how you act?
I'm just too suave.
I'm just too suave.
Streets
Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This the girl, Blunt Beach. Better known as goddamn
Streets Radio, Fresh Friday.
I'm a goddamn vet with this shit. But I want all y'all motherfuckers to feel me, if you real. You heard me? I'm swaying right slow down this motherfucking thing. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling myself. So fuck with me. You feel me?
Are you true?
One thing I've learned, gotta do you, gotta do what you gotta. Let's see what you earn, following the next nigga, that shit'll get you nada. What it look like, following him when he ain't got a clue, he following them. That's why I'm doing me, that's why I'm Demi D, that's why they mad, I make it look easy to go get her, cause I go get it. If it's about cheddar, you know I'm with it, cause I ain't got time to be wasting. These niggas out here, I see they faking, I see a spot open, I see it's vacant, so I'ma stay focused so I can take it. No BSing, shocking and jiving, I'm out here nigga and I'm getting it popping, trying to put Link Fam on the map. Strap up, put the team on my back. This is the year, we gon' take it there, we gon' make it, yeah. It's only fair, these fuck boys, frontin' asses, can't believe they getting passes. Looking around like, damn, what happened? F that, I'ma keep mashing, cause it's been a dream since 13. So I gotta go hard, know what I mean. Can't be following them, can't be following trends, cause most these niggas ain't sharp with the pen. Different breed, different league, most these dudes is make believe. So do me a favor, don't compare me to them, cause there's only one Demi D, damn.
Yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, bitch, nigga, who the hell, yo, what I wanna be? Is you you? Are you you? Is you you? Are you you? Is you true to yourself, bitch, nigga, are you true? Yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, bitch, nigga, who the hell, yo, what I wanna be? Is you you? Are you you? Is you you? Are you you? Is you true to yourself, bitch, nigga, are you true? Talking about whips that you never getting, talking about chicks that you never hitting, talking about ice that you never wear, talking about places you ain't ever there. You the type of person that I just can't feel, rather living fantasy instead of making it real. Watching everything that you see on the tube, watch rap videos, trying to do what they do. They budget big, your pocket small like. Matter of fact, homie, don't get caught up in the hype. Little do you know when it's directly dealing cut, but it even off with the set, nigga, not much. Trust me, son, they don't own a thing. Most of that shit ain't even in their name, but it's part of the game when it comes to the fame. But don't be a lame nigga, stay in your lane. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Y'all can't compete, homie, you know this. Use small change, get it through your brain. All that frontin' ain't nothing in the game. I'm just saying, what is for breezy? Oh, I get it now, damn, OMG. Let me guess, you gon' splurge, then she just gon' let you squirt. Chicks like her, they used to ball us, so your plan just got a flaw, bruh. A lot of the time you get to poke, your dumb ass gon' end up broke. And then she gon' tell you to eat or smoke. That's why niggas like you is just a joke. All I'm saying, don't be a fool, and whatever you do, make sure it's you.
Yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, bitch, nigga. Who the hell, yo, what I wanna be? Is you you? Are you you? Is you you? Are you you? Is you true to yourself, bitch, nigga? Are you true? Yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, yeah, I'm me, bitch, nigga. Who the hell, yo, what I wanna be? Is you you? Are you you? Is you you? Are you you? Is you true to yourself, bitch, nigga? Are you true?
Maybe I was just talking out of my head. But baby, if I wasn't, can I take back what I said?
Things will change drastically. I'm not David Blaine, but things will change magically. Trials, tribulations, all sorts of tragedies. Assaulting battery on the beat automatically. The streets teach savagery, a system for survival. The way we're living's vital, existing primitive primal. Listen to the rhythm, I give them wisdom. Provide you with lyrics and lyricism that's different than the rivals on missions. This will guide you like hidden scriptures and Bibles. No titles or American idols, traditions of tribal. Alive on arrival. Coincide with the voice that's inside you that tells you strive through. I remind you of the building blocks, but when the realness stops, then they kill hip hop. It's a question that can never be answered. Go ahead and search blessings. It's like finding the cure for cancer, but
maybe things could change one day. Maybe things won't be the same one day. One day we won't need to bang gum, bang gum. Maybe be free from change one day. One day we could see sunshine. Maybe we won't have to flee one time. One time. I reach my prime. Maybe with these rhymes I free some minds of maybe.
Things will be different. I know my conditions of living need assistance. But everything we have, it could leave in the instant. We were instilled with instincts since the infant. We're in debt, my thoughts are in debt. It's sicker than kissing your sister. Incest, I give you lyrical scriptures. That's intense, so listen. Pay attention to every sentence. Yes, I'm 10 steps and destiny's direction. They say eventually we're either dead or in correction. But instead I grip a pen and give you my collection of rhymes. I let you shine off gems reflection. Beginning and the ending, circular rotation. Soul caliber, your whole algebra is basic. No standard. stamina, your flow's amateur, just face it. No camera, the paparazzi, just chasing, but
maybe things could change one day. Maybe things won't be the same one day. Maybe we won't need to bang them. Maybe we'll be free from change one day. Maybe we could see sunshine. Maybe we won't have to flee one time. Maybe with these lines I've reached my prime. Maybe with these rhymes I've freedom my life. Maybe
things will turn around. The roof is on fire, the building is burning down. Alternate sound, that's opposite from populist government documents, the possible apocalypse. It's obvious, we need some retribution. The only resolution is really a revolution. Clearly evolution diluted our gene pools. I'm shining with these jewels, who really need school? Only way we get in colleges is with a scholarship. Too many bullshit tricks and fixed politics. I live in a metropolis that's similar. No Batman and Robin, that be solving all the problems. No Superman or Peter Parker. You see, the author of these dots will be your martyr. The further away from light, life seems darker. That's why I hit targets on mics just like Archer.
Maybe things could change one day. Maybe things won't be the same one day. Maybe we won't need to bang them. Maybe we'll be free from change one day. Maybe we could see sunshine. Maybe we won't have to flee one time. Maybe these lines I've reached my prime. Maybe with these rhymes I've freed some minds. Maybe.
Yeah, you already know what's going down. Streets Radio on Deck Thursdays, your boy G3. You all right over there?
I'm choking.
Damn, choking, smoking. Nah, you ain't smoking.
I'm choking, though.
Yeah, you're choking for real. You all right?
Yeah.
Nah. What's going down over here, man? Streets Radio just played, I mean, a couple of joints right there. I know the last joint was yours truly. I mean, your boy G3MZ right here. I mean, maybe. That's the name of the track.
Yeah.
And I mean, featuring Miss Fifi. I mean, doing her little singing thing on the hook and all that. You know what I mean?
I'm trying.
Shout out to my dude Arsenic's produced that.
Yeah.
And what else? Got to a bunch of joints.
Yeah, we got us a Lili, a.k.a. Bad Bad, representing South Carolina.
Right.
Got to a joint called Life. Got it to Demi B, played one of his new exclusives called Yeah, I'm Me. Got it to Jason Brown's work song, Lee Howe with Swaves. Of course, we represented our dudes, Global Thugs.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kilo Grams, Grams Uncut. All them over there in the NYC area. We played one of his joints. We will be playing a couple more of their joints, too, along in the show.
All right.
We got it to Miss Thrax. What else we get into?
I think that's it.
I think so. But yeah, if you want to get your music live right here on Streets Radio, you can send it to nabmp3s@gmail.com. Make sure that it's MP3 format, and along with your contact information, your Facebook and your Twitter, so we can be sure to promote you to the masses. All right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
got a caller when she was good?
Yes.
Calling you live and direct, Streets Radio.
Dude, what up?
What's up, baby?
chilling, Grams Uncut, Kilo in the building, Global Thugging, man.
Global Thugging, what is good, yo? What's going on? How are you?
Hey, shit, chilling, man, over here, self-medicating the loss of my homie P.O.
Yes, yes, we talked about that earlier, whatnot.
Definitely.
Our condolences go out to y'all, everybody out there, Global Thugs. We know he Global Thugging in heaven. I was like, yo, that's my dude. I want to get him in a video.
Well,
I was like, man, crazy, yo. I mean, it's just a sad situation. This is a bunch of sad shit that's been going on around the globe lately. You know what I mean? Just this crazy situation is what this is going on. Like, all this violence, all this senseless violence anyway. You know what I mean?
You know,
so,
at the end of the day, man, like with P.O. Black and Trayvon, man, we just got to celebrate the time we got to spend with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Celebrate that life.
Everybody
yeah.
loves the loved one, man. That's all we can do, man. Because, I mean, he had a good time. He was on the Elegant Hoodie Music Program tour. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he went out on a good
yeah.
note. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we seen it. We seen the picture. They're out there doing it up in Miami. Y'all having so, y'all look like y'all was having so much fun. You know what I mean? And everything like that. Y'all came back. Y'all started doing the park tour and all that. It's just a disappointment.
Yeah, it is.
But it's
crazy because every time I think about him and I see his face, I see him with a big smile. Yo, this shit is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So how was it? You went out today to, where was that, Maria Hernandez?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was out
Brooklyn.
There today going crazy. Shout out to AD, everybody else that came out.
That's what it is. Oh, we got another caller. Let's see. Is this AD?
Got a couple callers.
Yo, Streets Radio, you live and direct.
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
You got all of us on the line. You got Gifted. You got Special Gift NAB. You got AD. You got Kilo. You got Miss Fifi. You got G3MZ, man. Who else is on the line? I told everybody to call in, man. It's time for us to talk about this. We got to do something.
I told them they had to park crazy out there, AD.
Yo, man, you know what? That performance by Kilo Grams today was so amazing. Like, we're going to put out the footage, and I promise you that everyone at home is going to feel the presence of P.O. because we're not going to let it go. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to support Global Thugs because Global Thugs supports Elegant Hood and his team and NAB to the fullest. And, I mean, Kilo, your performance was amazing today. And shout out to everybody that was dancing. Like, when you see the footage, we are all trying to crunk in our own special way. Some of us look crazy, including me, but it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It was about dedicating, you know, today's event to Poe and to just everyone in general throughout the entire world and not just America. Because there are people in Egypt and people in Jerusalem and all over the country that are feeling the exact same pain that we feel in America, but maybe 10 times, 20 times more. You know what I'm saying? And coming from America and really actually loving where I'm from, I love USA, so don't ever get it twisted when I say that things are messed up in America. I'm not saying I don't love where I'm from. I love where I'm from. You know, we fought to have a constitution. We fought to abolish slavery. We fought so that women can have the rights to vote. You know what I'm saying? We fought so that gay people in 1975 would no longer be considered crazy or handicapped. You know what I'm saying? And we have fought for so many other things in America because that's what has been told to us. As a people, we can change things. And the reality of it, today I saw that at Maria Hernandez Park. With all these people that came from everywhere, Real Music from Texas, the homie from Tennessee, shout out to DJ Swift from Tennessee, the girls that came from South Carolina because they read the post and they drove all the way down to meet AD and to come to Elegant Hoodness. I mean, that's the strength in numbers. When people start coming and driving hundreds of hours and hours, I don't care if you're coming from the Bronx, man, it's far. And it's 100 degrees outside, and you're there to represent a movement and a cause and to represent for someone that you've never met. You dig? Like, I had people on Facebook talking about, man, I used to love coming to see Poe dance at Elegant Hoodness. You can't be serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I am serious. And Poe was a great guy. He was an educator that was educating our youth. You know, he was a school teacher, if you guys don't know. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a troublemaker. He wasn't in a gang. He wasn't gangbanging. He wasn't selling drugs. He was doing what he was supposed to do. And look what happened. You know what I mean? I want to say this to all the haters. You see a homie with a pair of Jordans that cost $200. Why can't you go get your own pair? Go get a job.
Learn.
Or something. I ain't even trying to be funny.
Just talking about that.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, the youth, I mean, I was growing up, I had some youth program. I wanted things. I was poor. But I didn't go out and take somebody's I went out and made my own money. Now, if I couldn't afford to buy the Jordans, then I bought me some Leafies, but I bought them. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
So you know, I talk, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about that, how motherfuckers is just so lazy. They don't want to get out and go get their own shit. They just want to take. You know what I mean? They don't want to get up and get their own. And it's just, and I don't know, it's just a sad situation. We got another call on the line?
Yes.
Let's put them in. Let's chime them in.
Caller, what's good? Streets Radio.
Yo, you talking to me?
Yeah. 3-4
Yeah.
It's like, not that I've been on the radio, man.
It's because you got it on speaker. Put it on your regular phone, homie.
My bad.
Let's go.
Dude, y'all know I don't do this technology stuff, man. I just want to say, my son P.O., man. This is in Miami rocking out, man. Lame-ass niggas.
You know, the funny part is that when we got back from Miami, and I looked at the footage, shout out to Harry Fury, Harry Starlight, that he's out to the Bronx, and he goes everywhere with us. He had a picture of Poe and Gifted, and like Poe and Gifted was like, I don't know, like it looked kind of funny, so I put it on the internet because I thought it was hilarious, but it was like sleeping on each other, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with their mouths open and stuff.
I seen that shit.
You saw it? And I was like, yo, funny stuff be happening on the road. I'm gonna say some jokes right now. So I remember the first time I seen P.O. actually get on stage to perform. I think it was like, was it the awards? Not the Freeway show. It was one of them shows, and the homie put out the Obama a mask on, right? But I never saw him wear the Obama mask. So, like, it was crazy to see Obama crunking at Elegant Hoodness. Like, I was like, is this Obama getting real? Street soldiers. Like, I mean, just Sunday at Von King Park, Poe and Kilo, you know, they're ladies, men, were trying to serenade Tiffany and Brenda. Shout out to Brenda. And Brenda was running from Poe, and she was just like, yo, I was just running from him. I can't believe it. And I was like, see, you should let him serenade you, girl. And she was like, eh. She was like, you're right. And I was like, yeah, man. You know what I mean? You never know. You know what I'm saying? You know, only God knows, you know, how long we're going to be here. You dig what I'm saying? And what tomorrow holds. I heard somebody say recently that yesterday, it's the past, so it's in the past, and that tomorrow is a mystery, and that today, present day, is a gift. Gift, present, day, today.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day that you no longer stand around and let people dictate how we're going to live our society. Today is the day that you understand that we are individually leaders, and we are born to lead, and we are born to help the next generation. You know what I'm saying? And if this is how our generation is looking now, then we need to we definitely need to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are just way too comfortable with killing each other. You know what I'm saying? People
mm-hmm.
are way too comfortable with taking a situation like this and then turning it into a more violent situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never understood. Like, when things go wrong, we start rioting in our own communities and burning down our homes.
Right.
Like, we poor.
Right.
What are we doing to ourselves?
Right.
I'm not even
right.
condoning you going to the white people's neighborhood and burning down their homes. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Like, I feel like TV and music has definitely desensitized us to where we just, you know, we see somebody getting beat up, we don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody saw my homie Poe getting robbed, and he buckled in the knees and got scared. You know what I'm saying? Don't get scared. Help somebody.
There's too many cowards out here, AD.
Yeah,
I dig, homie. But there are a lot of non-cowards. So all the cowards hang up right now, turn your online streetsradio.com off, because I'm not talking to the college. Let's wait till they hang up, Kilo. All right. They hung up? All right. I'm talking to the non-college. I'm talking to the non-college that if they were in a situation, they would want somebody to come help them.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the leaders of today that understand where hip-hop music was, where it is today, and where it needs to go. You know what I'm saying? And not just in music in general. Like, I was telling people in the park, sister, see, I was telling people, like, yo, like, this is how I give back. And I'm not saying you got to give all your money. I said, but maybe one Sunday you can go to a soup kitchen and feed the homeless. So you can see people that struggle more than you so that you understand that you are blessed. You know what I'm saying? Or on a Sunday, all the old ladies going to the little pantry to pick something up. Why don't you go help them little old ladies bring their stuff up? And don't rob them. You know what I'm saying? Watch the old lady give you a little dollar. And then every Sunday she see you, give you a dollar and give you her blessings. Ain't nothing better than somebody giving you a blessing.
Word.
Yeah, I can sit here and talk all day. Y'all know me. My name is A.D. the General. I am a public speaker. I've been public speaking since I was 12, and I ain't never been a coward.
Hmm.
I represent nothing-ass bitches, nothing-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Forever, man. I love you, Fee. I love you, G3. Y'all doing your thug dizzle in Wisconsin, still representing the movement. I know y'all see us every day grinding. Ain't nothing going to stop nothing. We got to change things. You know what I'm saying? So to the day that I'm in a coffin, the way my boy P.O. is, I'm going to continue to do what I do, whether people like it or not, because I know people love it. And there are people that need people like me, Gifted, Special, Fee, Gems, and Kilo. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, A.D., you gave P.O. that platform. That's how niggas seen him.
We got to keep it going, and we can't let this in vain. We got to continue to, you know what I mean, keep your spirits alive, and so that you know just because you lost Poe don't mean that you ain't got no family and friends around you, homie. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, baby. We're going to turn it up. Sunday, we're going to do our Thug Dizzle. See, we're going back to the home of hip-hop, Poe Park. It's going to be crazy because, you know what, we've been doing our Thug and all this news about P.O. I got a lot of people calling me on my phone saying they're going to come to the Bronx. It's going to be even crazier, and we're going to give more energy. And hopefully it won't be as hot, so my stomach won't hurt, and I'll feel like I'm dying in the sun. and then we're going to keep it trucking, man. You know, August 9th, South Carolina, August 10th, Atlanta, August 16th, Philly, August 17th, Maryland, August 21st, New York, September. Hopefully we can get out to Colorado, maybe Wisconsin. I definitely miss my sister from another so much. I miss my brother G3. I miss my niece. And there's a new addition coming to the family, nothing as babies, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the nothing as babies in the country.
Nothing as babies, great.
You got a brand.
I want to get into one of Kilo's tracks, Global Thug, because you already know what it is. I'm getting to one of his tracks. We're going to go into a NAMM track or whatnot. I want to get into Kilo's track, Get Back, because that's what these haters need to do. You dig? So let's get into it. Shout out to the whole movement. Y'all be sure to get in tune. Be sure to follow Kilo. You can follow him at Grams Uncut. That's the Twitter, right? Grams Uncut?
Yep, Grams Uncut.
Be sure to follow him. Be sure to follow AD the General, Elegant Hoodness. You already know. We all about it, baby. It's nothing. Let's get it.
Barriers and kick down doors. I'm a global thug and I'm thugging with the mob. Call me Gangsta Grams or Mr. Uncut. Bowdy as a mother moves this kid. I'm frosted, ain't talking shoes, bitch. Backhand suckers, Mac Day broad, dressed in all black with a silky black perm. Duck it to my my pockets, then my thumbs. Double shot of Henny in my full glass cup. Witty, city, city, born in New York. International passport stamped, I'm going on the beach overseas. Exotic lands with a global thug shirt. Feet in the sand, singing Kumbaya with the finest pimp. I'm camping on the beach, daydreaming. Get back, move, stay up out of land.
I'm on another plane, blowing up like Bin Laden in some propane, so stay out my lane, I get rolled over, man you talking pork, on my trip be kosher, beef, believe that I bring heat, rugged in the street, ain't no problem for me to get low and go and creep up. That's how it is, that's how it be. I live on the strength of the soldier in me. Some Hennessy got me tripping over a rock. Spit fire on the microphone, I'm blazing hot. Global thugs is a force that can't be stopped. Drop one, two hits, stack, stack, stack. Got money going flip, so fool don't trip up. Hit up the international flash of some jewels. My tool be official kid drama music. The proof is I move it, all my units.
Get back, move, stay up out of lane.
Break it down, hit the town, even sell up the shape. I get money, even sell up the plate. I'm that good, plus everything I'm spitting, my nigga is platinum. A&R jumping out of the building to catch them, cause we write our own checks when most will chase them. We toast to make plans, it's coast to take in, and roast and bake grams like Boston baked hands. And Porsche this great tan with a bitch with a great tan. Fingers in the air, these haters can take tan. The man make the money don't make the man. I'm a nothing ass nigga, need I say it again? I'm a nothing ass nigga, need I say it again? I'm a nothing ass nigga, need I say it again? Just a little something for my G's and my hustlers. Riding in the old school things, all custom. Fingers in the air, like, you can tell me nothing. Hey, that I got money to get, I'm out hustling. Just a little something for my G's and my hustlers. Riding in the old school things, all custom. Fingers in the air, like, you can tell me nothing. Hey, that I got money to get, I'm out hustling.
Riding through the streets, campaigning like I'm prepping. One mission in mind to stay relevant. Spreading the gospel name, I'm a veteran. One of the first to birth from Tom Edison. Hustle late night, you can call me A. Letterman. Who you think you better than Brooklyn? I'm ahead of them. Flow too sick and I don't think to find the medicine. Show too thick, back house, can't let them in. Hustle up, baby, show you how to make the ends. Make it slip, bring it back and make it slip again. Haters can't tell me now, they need to get a win. I'm known to get it in, beef dad, put it in. Switch states, get cake, shit face, look at him. Fingers up, tell them haters, take a look at them. We up here, how the hell can we look at them? It's none ass to the dead, take a look again.
Just a little something for my G's and my hustlers. Riding in the old school things, all custom. Fingers in the air like, you can tell me nothing. Hey, that I got money to get, I'm out hustling. Just a little something for my G's and my hustlers. Riding in the old
old school things all custom. Fingers in the air like you can't tell me nothing. Need I got money to get. I'm out hustling. I can't hear him. I'm high. I'm out the building. My mind and my money. My fatty is more killing. My fingers stay up. Cause fuck you is how I'm feeling. And the more money I make, haters are disappearing.
In my old school custom thing, mention my earrings. Name ring bells. The niggas fear it. Niggas hating on me. I can't hear it. I'm a grind to the top, my nigga, we ain't there yet.
These haters are not close, everything we make butter. These haters is all toast, put your finger in the air. They hate it, they see it yours. Put your foot up on the gas, my nigga, now peel low.
24 hours, I grind all days off. My Mustang, Shelby, shit, a workhorse. Great boss, make money, a great thoughts. Every time I think of something, I pay for it.
Something for my teeth and my hustlers, riding in.
Yeah, you already know what it is, baby. Live and direct on deck Thursdays, every Thursday from 10 to 12 midnight Eastern Time, live right here on Streets Radio. That was Nan for you, Ada the General, Gifted for my G. And of course, we got to some Global Thugs. You already know Kilograms with Get Back. AD, you still with me, baby?
Man, hell yeah, I'm still here, baby. I'm tired, but I'm still here. I'm over here trying to edit a video. Everybody looking at me like, do you ever stop? And I'm just like, no, like, hello, YOLO, you only live once. Well, supposedly, I think I've been reincarnated several times.
AD never stops. AD never stops. You never be still. You can't never get in touch with her. People be getting mad at me, want to cuss me out because they can't get in touch with her. I'm trying to tell y'all, world, look, it's not my fault, okay? I don't have nothing to do with that. She's a busy woman. Don't get mad.
But
she would get
you know what?
What
there's so much to be done, and you know, we do events in 13 states now. You know what I mean? Just to all the artists that have made that happen and those support that we get. You know, we write for 55 magazines. We supervise all the radio stations that sponsor us. And book all the artists that win with us. Win or lose, you're getting prizes with us. So I'm always writing articles. I'm always harassing Special and Fee and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm always harassing me and all the recruiters on the internet. I mean, it's just hard work doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? And I have a family. Like, you think I gotta have some time. You know what I mean? And even that doesn't work all the time. You know what I'm saying? We've just decided... well, we also have Elegant Hoodness Radio opening up, you know what I mean? We've been building, you know, the station and getting that together. And we also have decided that we are also going to now open Elegant Hoodness Magazine. We're definitely going to go ahead and do it and just take the plunge. I mean, you know, why not? We're already a one-stop shop, you know what I'm saying? So why not?
Word.
I'm busy. Y'all rap. You heard the flow? Y'all heard the flow. They heard the flow, right?
They
know what it is,
and they beat shit. They already know what it is, yo. So everything that's been going on, did you? I know you've been busy and everything like that, so I know you've heard about the whole Zimmerman trial. What did you think upon that situation?
You know what? I actually didn't watch a lot of the trial. You know what I'm saying? I think I might have saw something on the news because Jamia was upset that people were joking on the actual witness for Trayvon Martin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what are you upset about? And she kind of told me a little bit about it. I don't know the entire story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do know that we could not make this a race war. I know that that is what people would want it to be. But wholeheartedly, there are a lot of people that do not feel the same way, you know, maybe a Scissorman or that little golf nigga that was talking about, I could use the word nigga now with the A and all that. There are a lot of people that do not feel that way. You know what I'm saying? So this is not, it's like DMC said, sis, you know what I'm saying? It's a generation of ignorance. There's an education gap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So And look, like in New York City, it's so funny, but in New York City, actually in America, we have like the number 10 or number 15, like in education. Like, how is that possible? So we're, like, kids aren't going to school. Kids are no longer becoming lawyers so that we can have real lawyers defend some, you know, defending the honor of Trayvon Martin. We got clowns. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got clowns for judges. You know what I'm saying? It's a monopoly. It's a buffoonery. But who's making that buffoonery happen? We are, sis.
Mm-hmm.
We as a people. Not just blacks, not just Latins, not Chinese. All, you know what I'm saying? People that come from the gutter. You know what I'm talking about. Come from the struggle. Come from oppression. There's a lot of us. Not just black people. Everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's terrible. And I feel for the Martin family. But just the way that the Martin mother came up and was like, he will be handled. And not handled by you or you.
Uh-huh.
If you believe in a higher power, what goes on, come around. And when you least expect it, Simon could be walking down the street and get hit by a bus. He could be swimming with stingrays like the homie was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. So I always tell people, like, well, I understand. But now what we need to do is to have more conversations like this. We need to do more community events. We need to have more community leaders come out and really try to change things. And it's the kids. Like, look at, so little Chief Keith and little Duncan's and whoever the hell and people killing little JoJo and all that, we don't even talk about that. We sweep that underneath the rug. We can't sweep none of this underneath the rug.
Right.
Like, we allow them little cats to come and make a buffoonery of what we do in hip hop. And that, in turn, goes out to the youth. And that's what they're learning. 12 years with guns. I mean, the last time I checked, when I saw a documentary on Cooney, there were a lot of 10, 9-year-old Africans with guns. Not America. A little 12-year-old can get a gun before me, sis. How many times I've been rapping in the hood, hanging out with some kids, and we turn the camera on, and I'll start rapping, and also when I turn around, all the kids got guns behind them. And I'm like, whoa, hold up. Like, yo, put that away. Like, nah, AD, this is gangster. And I'll turn it on and be like, that ain't gangster. You think I'm gangster? And they'll be like, yeah, I think you hella gangster. And I'm like, well, I don't got a gun. And they look at me funny, like, oh, all right. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not gangster. You know, at all.
Yeah, that's you see, that's the perception that they get, and that's what they feed out, and, you know, with the media and the whole entertainment and anything like that. Just like you said with the Chief Keef and where the fuck else these little niggas are running around thinking it's cute to be slapping on chicks and pulling guns out on little elementary school kids and talking about I'm going to kill you and all this and the third. It's really fucked up. It's a fucked up situation. And that's why people don't, they just take it lightly when another race kills a black kid.
Look at little JoJo's mother. When they interview her, Felicia, I don't know if you saw this interview with little JoJo's mother, right? Little guy was like, the interviewer was like, did you know little JoJo was in a gang? And she was like, no. I got mad kids. I can't watch them all. I can't watch them all the time. And that was disturbing.
That's what she said?
Yes.
That's what
you
she
go
said?
To YouTube, you can go to YouTube and you can find it. And me and Tiffany sat here and looked at this footage and said, well, you should have no babies then. I don't care if you got 25 kids. You got 25 kids, well, it's your responsibility to handle your village, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean you can't watch all of them? Like, my grandmother, I used to be mad at her, but I used to go out and just go to a community center, and I was a good kid. But because my mother was a bad kid and into gangs and into drug dealing and into gang banging, she used to search my bag like I was going, like, through the metal detectors to go to school, to come in the crib and to leave the crib. She gonna know whether I'm in a gang. She gonna know what the hell I'm doing. She gonna follow me. And I know kids hate that, you know what I mean? Because I was a kid and I hated it. But now I'm a grown-up and I thank my grandmother every single day that I wasn't a young Latina pregnant at 14 like my mother. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't, a 14, 15-year-old kid in prison like my cousin Capone and all my cousins, that all my uncles, all my cousins, they're all in prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the first person to graduate high school and college. And because I did that, I got 4 female cousins that have done the same thing. So it's not what you talk, it's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about your actions. You're exactly right on that. for sure. But, yeah, it's just a lot of crazy shit that's going on. Like, I don't know if you heard, another young youth got killed, a 13-year-old in Milwaukee. He got shot in the chest by his neighbor, a 76-year-old white man, because he thought that he was stealing from his home.
Wow.
And when his home got, when his home got robbed, the little boy was in school. He didn't have nothing to do with it. But the man was so fucking irate, he shot him in his chest in front of his mother. Okay?
Oh,
in front
my
of his
goodness.
Mother. And then the police had the nerve to interrogate his mother for 2 hours while the little boy is dying on the sidewalk. They didn't call the coroner.
Wow.
They didn't call, that's what I'm saying.
Tennessee?
So much,
in Tennessee?
No, this is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's crazy. Shout out to all the homies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's crazy.
But then again, I don't even mean to be funny. But if they had no other people that lived in that little, like, circumference, ain't nobody else see that man, shoot that man, can't nobody call 911 or call the ambulance themselves or something. Like, I don't know. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Which
like,
is a
that's
lot of things to happen.
Yes.
Because, you know, everybody got that mentality, like, yo, just close your doors, like, yo, mind your business, they ain't got nothing to do with you. I understand that. But there are times where damn right it got something to do with me. That's a little 12-year-old, could be my kid. Like, you know, hell yeah, you got something to do with it. Everybody got a mother, everybody got a father, everybody got a grandfather, and it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
Like, I see somebody screaming at my door right now. You know I'm going to grab my 2x4 and be like, what's popping in my hood? What's popping in front of my crib? What y'all doing out here? They be like, that girl crazy. I heard about her. She been chasing niggas out of the suit. Like, yeah. Because this got something to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
It's wild. It's wild. It's wild situations, yeah. It just wild. People just need to pray. They need to get back right with God. They just need to get it right and like, you know, quit just falling into the bullshit. They need to wake up mentally, straight up. Wake up mentally, quit falling into.
I want all the people at home, they'll see, I want all the people at home to know that, like, I'm sitting here, right, and I look like a little kid because, like, I'm mad and my, like, lower lip is, like, hanging. And then I look up and I just look so black. Like, my nose is, like, so red and my face and all that. I wish I could see me.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, rest in peace, Cole. Rest in peace, everyone. You know what I'm saying? Stop the violence, man. You know, we all need to meditate a little bit. You know, shout out to Tiffany. You know, she meditates all the time now. And you know what? It makes a hell of a difference. And you know what I mean? I know people make fun of it. But listen, man, there is no better feeling than you finding inner peace.
What?
See, when you have inner peace, you don't feel the desire to hurt others. You don't feel the desire to, like, be evil and mean and, like, poke fun at people. Like, you just feel the need to love everything. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I've been telling everybody, you know, with the power of love, you can change things. And I think that Kilo and everybody saw that today, you know? And the love of power is what brings us down. We got to stick to the power of love and not the love of power. You know what I'm saying?
Dropping jewels on them, sis. Drop them jewels on them.
Baby, I tell people my name is A.D. the General. I am knowledge, the fifth element of hip-hop, and my name is hip-hop. I represent hip-hop. So if that's what you do when you're claiming that set, then the General and people that actually represent that set will not let you claim hip-hop if you are not living up to the name of hip-hop. You should call yourself something else.
When is the next event?
The next event was supposed to be tomorrow, but the police is not really having it too much, so I don't know when it's really going to happen, but we definitely know that Sunday at Pole Park, that's 193rd and Grand Concourse, is going down. That's close to Ford and Road by the shopping area, so you know it's going to be crazy. It's Edgar Allan Poe Park, you dig? We'll be out there, and then, you know, starting August, we'll be back on the road, you know, doing South Carolina, Atlanta, Maryland, you know, Philly. We'll be back in New York to do the Elegant Hoodness New York. You know, we've not been doing the Elegant Hoodness New York because I've been on the road previously before that. I had hurt my back, and just things started spiraling. But we'll be back in New York in August, you know what I'm saying? Let us travel a little bit. You know, y'all cats in New York have me in New York for, you know, 9 years. You know what I mean? Some of y'all overlook me. The people all over the country is loving the movement, so we're going to keep it trucking, sis. That's what we got to do, you know? And by the time we come back to New York, everybody will be so excited to see us again, and, we'll just keep going. Hello?
I don't even know what happened.
I don't know what she did, where she went. She's still on the line, but I don't know what. I was about to say, I don't know where you went, what happened. Okay.
I don't even know. I ain't hear you no more, so I thought you hung up.
No, I said people in New York, I said they probably miss y'all.
They probably do. Ain't nothing more turned up in New York than the Elegant Hoodness musical program event. I'll tell you that, man. I put it on my mama. Like,
words.
You know what this is.
You already know what it is. I want to thank you for calling in. Chopping up with us, dropping knowledge for everybody that's tuned in. You already know. Tell them where they can hit you at. And you just be crazy with that Instagramming.
Oh, yeah. You saw me?
All the
I'm
freaking time.
Instagram, man. Yeah. Shout out to everybody on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Following the girl, A.Dizza, a.k.a. the General. I post a lot of promotion, so if you ain't into that, don't follow me. You know what I'm saying? I post a lot of family pictures because I love my family. I post a lot of cooking pictures because girl a little chunky in the waist, and I like to cook. And I definitely post a lot of pictures with a lot of celebrities, a lot of interviews. I post all the events that I do all the time, and whatever I feel like posting, I'm going to post. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm all about networking, Instagram.com/ADTheGeneral. You can find me on Facebook.com/AEDTheGeneral. Do not be mad talking about unfollow one of your 5,500 friends because that's not going to happen. But you can definitely follow me. I always talk to people. Of course, I'm on Twitter, AEDTheGeneral. We have ElegantHoodness.Ning.com. And we actually have the new website up, ElegantHoodness.com. You got my number, 718-415-6610. It's been the same number for 10 years. If you can't get a hold of me, don't get a titty fit. You're there, you can find me, ElegantHoodness@gmail.com. You can get a hold of Miss Fifi. She is the vice president of the Elegant Hoodness Musical Program. You can also hit Special Gift NAB on Facebook, Jamia Parks on Facebook. You know, hit the homie Kilo on Facebook. I don't care. You can follow me. Trust me.
She's not hard to find. Just don't keep calling her phone.
Don't keep calling me. Right. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to stop calling me, and I don't want you to think you're being a bugaboo. It's just that my schedule is so insane, and I'm trying to do so much, but I am looking forward to networking with everyone that wants to network with us because your network is your network. My sister, Miss Fifi, taught me that one.
Yes. Check.
I love y'all. I'm going to smoke.
Smoke one for me, son.
Thank you for calling me. Got you. I love you, sis. I love you, G3. I'm out.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Shout out to AEDTheGeneral. You already know what it is. Hit her up. Follow her at AEDTheGeneral. At Elegant Hoodness. At everybody just follow us. You already know what it is. We'll get to a couple more joints before I get up out of here. Got about 15 minutes left for the show. I have to thank anyone that tuned in with us, rocked out with us, live in the chat room, live on Facebook and Twitter. Y'all was going in. That's a good look. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. You already know what it is, baby. Hit us up. Hit me up. You can be sure to send your music in to nabmp3s@gmail.com. Make sure that it's MP3 formatted, along with your contact information, your Facebook, and your Twitter, so we can be sure to promote you to the masses. It's very simple. Let's get to a couple more jokes before we get up out of here. You already know what it is. On Deck Thursdays, we in here. Let's go.
Take a second, just speculate. Everything you got, this city can take. Yeah, this shit out and bring it in. Ball like my union, we ready to spin. In the nitty gritty, yeah, we high in the city. Yeah, we gleaming. Living in the end, don't call me Willie Beeman. They say that I'm foolish. I know that I am. Yeah, I blew up in this city. I don't think they understand. Hold up. Don't go there. We don't need no options. We the best. You better beware. It's harder than the coup that you can catch me at the top. Yeah, we finna keep it locked. Cause they know that we don't stop. Drop it low. Throw it up. Here we go. That's for sure. Now I say,
we ready to go. We ready to go now. Tell it on my toes, baby. We ready to go. We ready to go.
Crown with the top down, with them popped up with the stocks down. They don't like us, they can move around. This the sound they need in town. I'm the best they seen when I'm in the scene. Looking clean, made the jeans, made it here. Paid the clear, they kept it near, they know we here. Don't go there. Okay, I'm gonna slow it down for them who know that ain't here. I caught a sickness with the flow, I'm thankful for the healthcare. And they say that I'm foolish. I know that I am, yeah, I blew up in this city. I don't think they understand. Now I say,
we ready to go. We ready to go now. Tell it on my toes, baby. We ready to go. We ready to go. We ready to go now. Tell it on my toes, baby. We ready to go. We ready to go. We ready to go now. Tell it on my toes, baby. We ready to go. We ready to go. We ready to go now. Tell it on my toes, baby. We ready to go.
Go.
Yeah, that's on my shoulders, Jody's.
We ready to go, go, go.
Yeah, that's on my shoulders, Jody's.
We ready to go, 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 go.
We ready to go. We ready to go now. Yeah, that's on my shoulders, baby. We ready to go. We ready to go. We ready to go now. Yeah, that's on my shoulders, baby. We ready to go.
Bought a Lexus,
bust on the plexus. They wanna know where that money at. But tell me, would you love me in the Pontiac? Now watch them scatter like roaches. Got tired of dealing with the vultures. Trying to pick me up like a poster. What Snoop say, ain't no love for the most, bruh. I used to wanna rock a gold chain, a bracelet with two pinky rings. I got a couple carat earrings, and I don't need wear the damn thing. I used to wanna rock a gold chain, a bracelet with two pinky rings. I got a couple carat earrings, and I don't need wear the damn thing. I had to figure out who I was, who I ain't in clubs. I ain't concerned with looking nigga rich. All on your television, nigga rich. Rah, 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 rah. Or blah, 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 blah. Nor always talking about what I got. Cause I know them wolf niggas keep a plot. That's how you get caught. Think on it. Gold chain, bitch. Pop.
Thank you. That's why I gotta push myself and now I'm well respected. When I hit the road, I'm never sleeping in the bed shit. Sometimes I leave broke and sell music to eat breakfast. Music grind is tough, it can make a perfect home breakfast. Everything that looks good don't always taste the same. This is the things that you learn once you get a taste of fame. Not sugarcoating nothing, it's a grimy ass game. Know my attitude been shaky. Fake friends is who I blame. They started talking on my name. All the hating made me think they getting mad cause they can't run a mile in my race. I can sit and lie and paint a perfect picture. Tell you all these different stories about things I never did. Instead, I had to keep it real and let you know just how it is. Gone days at a time, missing time with my kids. So you really want this life that I live? Well, you can have it. Everything comes with consequences. I didn't put blood, sweat, and tears in my gift. I show love in the return. It's the thanks that I give. I had to get it all the hard way. And you can catch me on the highway.
Doing it. Yeah, I am the youngest nigga in my city doing it. my music known across the world, phenomenal, been proving it. Analytics up, they checking on me in Nigeria. The way my words affect the track, they say I spit diphtheria. Discharge on pussy niggas, fuck them. Lyrical chlamydia, explosive on the competition. Slay gon' blow the city up. Them older rapping younger niggas follow me, I paved the way. Sonya, when I backdraft, tell me you don't feel the blade. Hades to the underground, these mortal rappers know the name. Messiah, how I bless the bars. Lucifer can feel the flame. Youngest nigga doing it, no, I ain't talking strictly age. It's time to put on for the world. You can find me center stage. They hate the fact I'm doing it, that's why they try to ruin it. Go and check my resume, you'll see no one's pursuing it.
I'm having a great time blowing on that good shit. Shout out to the fact that I'm the only nigga doing it.
Push, roll, glass full, I prefer the better thing. Niggas with no money act like money isn't everything. I'm having a good time, they just trying to ruin it. Shout out to the fact that I'm the youngest nigga doing. Push, roll, glass full, I prefer the better thing. Niggas with no money act like money isn't everything. I'm having a good time, they just trying to ruin it. Shout out to the fact that I'm the youngest nigga doing it.
What's going on? It's your girl, A-Doc Dizza, a.k.a. The General, CEO and founder of the Elegant Hoodness Musical Program since 2004, asking you to log in to www.eleganthoodness.ning.com. Let's do it.